My friends, will you pray with me? Lord, may the words of my mouth and may the meditation of all our hearts and minds be acceptable and pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. First of all, can we get a shout out to that last note of Marshall's? Woo! You know, in October, when we lost our paid singers, I thought, what in the world is gonna happen to our music? And I have to admit, I believe that it has been one of the best blessings because of such a variety of gifts and talents and voices and music that we have received because of it. And so to Marshall and all of those who have stepped in to bring the beauty of music and such a variety, we give our thanks and praise. Amen? And if you know some music talent out there that would like to have a chance to come in and sing, we absolutely welcome it. Well, in our journey through the story of Les Miserables, we are working our way down our t-shirts. We're calling them our worship uniforms. And we began with Jean Valjean, looking at the grace that God gives us. We moved on to Javert, who represents the law and the struggle in accepting grace that overcomes the law. And today we move into the third name on the list, which is Fantine. And Fantine represents the poor and the lower class. And to begin, I offer us the words, and I have to tell you how heartbreaking it is to do a series on Les Mis, and because of copyright laws, to not be able to utilize any of the music. Marshall said, can we sing Bring Him Home? And I was like, we can't because of copyright. We can do it live, but we can't do it live streaming. But I bring the lyrics of this song because I think it speaks so much to the poor. And it's one of the opening songs in Les Mis after we meet Jean Valjean. And it's called At the End of the Day. And I wish I could sing, but we all know I can't. At the end of the day, you're another day older. And that's all you can say for the life of the poor. It's a struggle, it's a war, and there's nothing that anyone's giving. One more day standing about, what is it for? One day less to be living. At the end of the day, you're another day colder, and the shirt on your back doesn't keep out the chill, and the righteous hurry past, they don't hear the little ones crying, and the winter is coming on fast, ready to kill, one day nearer to dying. And at the end of the day, there's another day dawning, and the sun in the morning is waiting to rise, like the waves crashing on the sand, like the storm that'll break any second. There's a hunger in the land, there's a reckoning still to be reckoned, and there's gonna be something to pay at the end of the day. Excuse me while I edit that lyric. At the end of the day. What is there to say at the end of the day for our poor? What is there to say at the end of the day for those who are hungry and cold and going without? All of those that are dying around us in one way or another. To look at them, we see Fantine. Fantine, who was born into being an orphan, starts at the lowest of classes. And it doesn't get any better when she becomes pregnant as a teenager and the father of her daughter leaves her without a way to provide, without a way to really, truly live. And so Fantine, in the ultimate sacrifice, entrusts her daughter into the care of a couple who she thinks can love and care for her while she can go and work to provide for Cosette and eventually being able to bring her with her. But we find that those who care for Cosette, the Thénardiers, I'd mispronounced that, didn't I? Thénardiers. I can't pronounce English. How am I supposed to pronounce French? But the couple ends up exploiting Fantine, asking her for more and more money, lying to her and telling her that Cosette is sick and needs more. And Fantine works harder and harder, believing that that work and all that money and all that sacrifice is to save Cosette's life, eventually losing her job, landing on the street, selling her hair, selling her teeth, giving of herself in every way that she can so that every penny can go to Cosette, not realizing that Cosette is being treated as a slave, is being abused, and isn't getting any of the reward of that money. Fantine is the ultimate in poor. No matter how hard she works, can't dig her way out of that pit that she's in. But what happens? Jean Valjean. Jean Valjean, who has received grace through the bishop, sees Fantine and has compassion for her. You see, as we look at our scripture this morning, Jesus, who talks about the sheeps and the goats. And first of all, I would like to lift up a moment of praise of believing goats are wonderful animals and feeling bad how they are labeled in this text. I hear they're even great for goat yoga. Who knew? But in this text, the goats are the ones to be weaned out away from the sheep. The sheep, the treasured animals. And Jesus uses this text to say that God divides people. Those who have compassion and help people. Those who feed the hungry. Those who clothe the naked. Those who invite the stranger in and visit the lonely. And those who don't. Jean Valjean is in that character that does. And now right here, it would be so easy for me in this scripture to take this path that this is our call, right? We take this text over and over again as our call to feed people and care for people and to do the work. But I'm gonna say you already know this. You already know that we're called to feed people and care for them and to give them the love of Christ where it's needed. That's not the sermon I'm going to preach today. But today I'm going to preach to you the good news that comes out of this text. Because there's good news that comes out of this text. There's good news for us who are the sheep. I know we're the sheep. Because I know you, I've seen you. You are believers and followers of Christ, which makes you the sheep. Now, what do we see in this text? Jesus, who looks at those that he's calling sheep, and he acknowledges why they are the sheep. And it's not because of what they are doing. It's because of what they are. And if we look at verse 34, what does the verse 34 tells us? But it says, then the king will come to say to those on his right, the sheep, come you who are blessed by my Father. What are the sheep? It's not labeled as those who are doing the good works. The sheep are those who are blessed by the Father. It doesn't say they're blessed because of doing works. They are blessed because of the Father. Just 2 weeks ago with Jean Valjean, we looked at this. And we looked at the depth and heart of grace. And the depth and the heart of grace says that we are blessed, we are loved, we are redeemed and saved, not because of what we have done, but because of what Christ has done. God loved us before we loved God. God loved us before we accepted Christ. God loved us before we knew we even needed love. God blessed us with life, grace, love, and life eternal. And this text reminds us of that. You are sitting on the right because God blessed you. You are sitting on the right because Christ died for you. You are sitting on the right because you have chosen to accept that gift and to be a follower. Grace says we are blessed not because we have worked for it or earned it, but because of God's abundant love that has been poured out upon us. But then what do we see in this text? We see that the works that we do, not to earn grace, not to earn the kingdom, not to earn God's love, but out of the heart of compassion that grace has given us, we may not realize what we are doing and the effects of it, but this text tells us that God sees it. Verse 40 says, and then the king will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you did for the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. So oftentimes we don't even realize that we are showing and offering grace and love to others. Why? Because we are just doing what we do. We are just being who we are. We are doing what comes naturally to us. Not doing it because we have to. Not doing it for a reward, but doing it because there's somebody in need and we have something to give them. And God says, I see it. I recognize it. And I want to tell you, you have done well. Christ says, when you served the least of these, I am the one you were serving. When you came and helped at Outreach Lunch, you were helping me. When you gave to Stillman Sawyer, when you donated to Toberman House, when you brought in toys for kids in need, you were helping and serving me. When you showed kindness to somebody who was down on their luck, you were showing kindness to me. This text, as much as a call to help, as an acknowledgement and a recognition of the help that we do, and is not earning us the kingdom, but is evidence of the kingdom. When we serve and help, we are showing Christ. And we are showing that we are Christ's disciples. And this is a thank you for all that you have done and all the ways that you have served, whether you recognize it or not. You are the beautiful hands and feet of Jesus. But not only has God blessed us, not only does God see us, but God has us. You know, at the end of Fantine's story, there's two different endings, the one in the book and the one in the musical. And one, she gets to hear from Jean Valjean that he will go and retrieve Cosette and take care of her. And Fantine gets the peace of knowing that her daughter will have a good life with Jean Valjean and somebody to care for her in the way that Jean Valjean has worked to care for her in her last days of her life. And the other, she passes without knowing. But whether she knew it or not, Jean Valjean had her and had the most important part of her, her child. He raises her and cares for her, and we see how he is able to bless her and to fulfill that promise to her mother. Whether we know it or not, God has us. In this text, we see where we are seated, that we are seated at the right hand of God, a seat that has been prepared for us, a seat that has our name on it, a seat that is a prized seat to be sat in. Our struggle and our worry in our day-to-day life is not whether or not God is with us, not whether or not God loves us, not whether or not God will still love us at the end of the day if we are not perfect in our living and loving. But we get to have the peace and comfort of knowing that God is always with us, that God always has a seat for us, that God is always giving us another chance when we fail in our perfection, that God is going to love us at the end of the day, no matter what. We have been given the keys of the kingdom, released from our bondage of sin, released from the punishment that could come from it, and being freed from the bounds of sin, being welcomed into the kingdom, does not give us a debt that we have to pay, but frees us for the ability to share that good news and that peace of the kingdom with others. My friends, that is where the feeding of the poor is, the visitation with the lonely, the welcome of the stranger, the visit to those imprisoned. They are kingdom opportunities where the love of God in us can be the love of God in another through us. Because God is blessing us. God sees us. God is always with us. And God has us in God's hands. So with the kingdom in your heart, and the peace of knowing where you are in God's hands, what are you going to do with your heart and hands and the freedom from the bondage of sin? My friends, will you pray with me? Gracious God, you tell us that the poor will always be with us. Those who are hungry for food. Those who are hungry for a human to care about them. Those who are hungry for peace. Those who are hungry to learn that there's something more than the woes of this world. And by planting in us your grace and your love, you've planted in us seeds of opportunity to share that grace and that love. And to know that when we feed people, whether it is food or love or friendship or compassion, that in those moments, your kingdom has come about and your perfection is shown. Help us in our day to day to be able to see the poor, to be able to see where we can help, but more so, to be able to see you and what you are doing in us and through us, and to know that you are always with us. For this we pray in your holiest of names. Amen.